I have a guest today. It's a guest that we all know. It's Franziska. Hello, Franziska.
Hello, Simon. It's interesting to be on that guest side of the desk.
Indeed, yes. And perhaps we should talk about why you're a guest this morning. So today's World Poetry Day, in case you didn't know. And but connected to that, we've got a poetry slam happening at Rotonde tomorrow and Saturday, I believe. And the reason why you're here on that side of the desk in front of a microphone talking to me about it is because you're a bit of a poet yourself, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Yes. So, and I presume you'll be taking part in this, yeah?
I'm not, no.
Oh, you're not?
No.
So you're just going to talk about it rather than...
That's okay. It, yes, because the so I'm part of the collective that organises and hosts this poetry slam.
Mm-hmm. So why not tell us a little bit about, like, for people that don't know what a poetry slam is, and also you say part of the collective, perhaps a little intro or history of the collective as well. That'd be good. Tell us all.
Yeah, so poetry slam is basically a competitive poetry performance. Mm-hmm. So you have poets who go on stage, and everybody in Luxembourg, we have the German rules that everybody has 6 minutes more or less to perform one piece of poetry that he or she wrote themselves. And then afterwards, other people go on stage and you have a competition. And in the end, the audience is invited to decide and to vote on who is going to win and who advances in the second round or in the final. And then you have a winner and he or she gets a very crappy prize usually.
Okay, so I have a question. 6 minutes, that seems like a long time for a poem. I'm like, I know there's some of the epic poems of old that are like a pages and pages long, and probably you need a couple of days to invest in reading them. Having presumably taken part in these in the past, do you have 6 minutes worth of poet, like one poem lasts 6 minutes long?
Usually, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Because it's a bit different. So if you're on stage, if you're performing the poem, it's a bit slower in general.
Uh-huh.
So if you have, I don't know, in this poem form on a sheet of paper, you'd have 3 pages maybe or 4.
Wow.
Which may still sound long, but yes. But yeah, you have this energy and you make pauses and mm-hmm. it's more expressive than just reading poetry on paper. If you just skim through it with your eyes, then of course it's
sure.
read very quickly.
And I guess the difference is, like you say, the difference between performance and just reading. Yeah, of course, you can rattle through it in about a minute if you just read it. But if it's more than just the reading of the words, that's the pauses and everything. Okay, so it's taking place over 2 days.
Yes.
Friday and Saturday, tomorrow yes. and Saturday. So how does that work? So the people just come up one at a time, read their poems, people judge them? Talk me through the slam.
So this slam is a bit special. Usually a slam is one evening.
Mm-hmm.
People vote, either they just clap and the people will... the person who gets most applause wins, or sometimes you have a bit stricter, like for the Slampionship, the Luxembourg Slam Championship,
mm-hmm.
We usually use cards with numbers, so people,
sure.
random people of the audience get cards, and then they can vote if it's a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Mm-hmm.
For this slam, the Poetry Slam Deluxe, it's the 14th edition now, and this is a bit different because it takes place over the course of 2 days. On Friday, it's in Wilds at the Cultural Center Cooperation. And mm-hmm. on Saturday, it's at Rotonde, so here next door. And that's because it's a collaboration between different cultural centers here in Luxembourg and also with embassies and other associations. So people, slammer, come from Germany, from Belgium, France, and Switzerland. And then we have two local slammers who participate.
So how does somebody get involved in this? Like, so is, like, presumably it's not the kind of slam where somebody could just walk up and take part. It's collectives and things like that. So if somebody wanted to embark on a, I was going to say career, but I don't think it's probably, can you have a career?
You can.
So, but presumably you start by sort of finding a collective and asking to join, perhaps presenting your poetry to them.
That's it, yes. So basically, we are always, so the Gayscan Collective, we are always looking for new people
mm-hmm.
because last year we got a bit bored because it was always the same people
sure.
on stage and we all know our work basically. So If anybody's interested, please join. We sometimes organize workshops. We have one in May in Schlursthaus and I think we will have some in the meantime as well, but dates are not set yet. And you can also just come to Slam, watch and talk to us and say, hey, I think I'm great. Please, can I join? And then you're very welcome. And next time, maybe not for the Poetry Slam Deluxe, not for the Slamkinship, then you have to qualify. But for every other slams, newcomers are very welcome. And you can also just come and tell us, hey, could you maybe have a look at the text if it's okay? And yeah.
Okay, so we are in Luxembourg, so inevitably we're going to have to talk about languages. So your collective, for example, is it multilingual?
Yes.
So it's not, because, okay, I just wonder.
You can come on stage, Simon, and have a poem in English. We have several people who write in English, in French, Luxembourgish, German. These are the main languages. Sometimes people who are from different origins, they would just bring different languages in there, but usually the frame of the poem is in one of these four languages.
Alrighty. So I'm not, I think we've mentioned this before, but I'm not particularly a poetry person. Like if ever I've read like a fantasy book, for example, they love poems. They love having like a page-long poem, and I tend to skip those. So I know this is putting you on the spot a bit, but I just like, sell me on why poetry? What for you, why do you express yourself through poetry?
I wouldn't say it's only poetry. For me, it's also this aspect of being on stage. I really, really enjoy being on stage and this energy that comes to you, and this energy dynamic between the audience and you. And I think also performing poetry on stage makes it much more vivid than just writing it in your dark angle. It's on paper. Yeah. But I don't know, I write poetry that's very expressive and plays a lot with the energy, basically. So that's what I like a lot.
So I have so many more questions. So like a typical slam, so like not a slampianship or the big thing, it's like a slam. So what's the audience like? Does the audience get, because you're talking about participation or the energy flowing backwards and forwards between the two. So how does that work? Like, do people get involved? Like, if somebody is appreciative whilst you're reading, can they sort of go, woo, and stuff?
Sometimes. Well, Luxembourg, as you probably know, is a bit conservative and quiet audience. Mm. But sometimes we do have people who just start yelling and laughing out loud. So it's great. But sometimes you can also just feel the tension in the audience, which is also a kind of energy, even if it's not a loud energy, but it's just this...
like an apprehension or a sort of tenseness that comes with perhaps the subject matter of the poem or the way it's read or something.
Yeah.
Excellent. You were talking about a possible teaching, like a workshop. Tell me more about that.
Yes, so basically on this Saturday, it's not hosted by GaysCon or by my collective. The collective that I'm part of. It's a different foundation. The Anna Lindh Foundation is hosting a workshop, a creative arts workshop, basically, where you can either learn painting, writing, and photographing. So it's at the Abbey Neumünster in the afternoon from 2 to 6 p.m. And the writing poetry workshop is hosted by writer and poet Benjamin George Coles. Or you can also learn photography or painting.
Mm.
So we can maybe later when we upload this chat on the website, we can just put the link to register.
Provide some links, yeah. Excellent. Right. And yes, you're also doing something at Neumünster, I believe, sometime in April.
That's it, yes.
Tell me about that.
It's my first hour-long presence on stage. So I'm invited to join Luc Spada. He's a writer and artist and curator here in Luxembourg for one fine evening with Franziska Peschel. That's the name of this this event. And it's, I don't know, I feel humbled.
Excellent.
Yeah, so basically I'm going to be on stage to talk with Luc about me, about my writing, my poetry and my arts, and I will perform some poet.
All right, so even though you're not performing this weekend, Friday or Saturday, people could catch you reading your poetry on the 7th of April.
The 7th of April, yes.
Excellent. All righty. And perhaps just do you have a web page? Do you have an email address or anything for your collective?
Yes. So the collective is called Gaze Can. So that's the watering can.
Mm.
And maybe very shortly, the idea is that we water small plants until they become large poets. And
sort of fostering growth.
Stars, yes.
Yeah.
So you can just join us on social media. So that's Gaze Can, GEISSKAN. You find us everywhere on social media, or just get in touch with me, francisca@ara.lu, if you want more information. I'm part of the board of the collective, and we are currently looking for a stage, by the way. So if anybody has a stage, we're looking for a home stage where we can sometimes just host small slams that are our own, where people can join without the anxiety of large Rotonde or Neumünster or Kulturhaus Niederrhein. So if anybody has a
venue,
bar maybe where we could just get young people on board from time to time.
So a smaller venue just that you can sort of start people off with.
Yes, and that's what that's the plan for this year. So once we find that, we will have regular slams, small slams hosted by Gaze Can.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, well, thank you very much, Francisca. And good luck on the 7th. And anyone interested in this weekend's Poetry Slam, it's tomorrow at?
At 8 p.m.
Where?
In Wiltz, Kooperation Wiltz, and on Saturday at Rotonde.
Excellent. Alrighty, so thank you very much.